is let's get right to remarkable Julian Sands, who we love here at KPFK. He's been on my show. He's been on your show. Fabulous actor. You know him from so many things, and not the least of which was the 1985 Oscar-winning movie, A Room with a View, when you were a sweet young thing, Julian. Welcome to the show.
That would be a question of respect.
You're still a sweet young thing.
It's good to be back on the show and to be taking part in your membership drive, too, on behalf of the new radio theater production of Room with a View at UCLA next week, performed by LA Theatre Works. I think your listeners will be familiar with LA Theatre Works and the extraordinary quality of production and performers that they attract and achieve. So I'm thrilled to be participating in this work because I know how good the ensemble is playing the Emersons and the Bartletts. They were also memorable in the James Ivory's film of Room with a View. So big shoes to fill, but I'm completely confident of every single one of the people I'll be performing with.
You know, it's a great cast, and as you were saying, this is brand new. This is an adaptation by BBC's Kate McCall, who's also directing, and a beautiful cast, including yourself. What a treat for you to kind of reprise this, but now you're playing the father.
Yes, well, it's and the first thing I did when Kate approached me about it was I called Jim Ivory. And said, what do you think, Jim? Are you cool with this? And he said, oh, yeah, I think it's great. And then Kate showed me her draft, which was exquisite. We then talked about people who might be right for the cast. And because I'd worked with Kate before on Daniel Deronda last year for LA Theatre Works and for a play for the BBC, I knew she had the integrity and the intelligence to extract the full joy of the story and the characters, as well as the humor and the pathos of it. It's a very touching, moving exploration of these family members, and deliciously romantic. So Mr. Emerson, played in the film by Denham Elliott, is something I'm thrilled to embrace. It feels like an easy and obvious organic evolution.
It's such a wonderful piece, and of course, adapted from the novel by E.M. Forster. Yeah. Boy, what a cast you had back in the day! My gosh, Helena Bonham Carter,
yes.
Oh, Maggie Smith, Denham Elliott, Daniel Day-Lewis, Judy Dench, Simon Cowell. I'd forgotten. Makes me want to go see the film again.
And I have seen the film recently, presenting it with. To some students who weren't even born when the film was made. And to see how fresh and contemporary the film felt was very gratifying. I should tell you that 2 days before filming, the backers did try to force Jim and Ismail not to go ahead unless they could replace Helena with Glenn Close and myself with John Travolta.
Oh my God!
this is absolutely true. Fortunately for Helen and I, Ismail did not return the call.
That's a great story, my gosh! And the rest is history. But to get a chance to see this new adaptation, fresh eyes, fresh cast, in front of a live audience. And you're, of course, as you mentioned, you're not a stranger to LA Theater Works. We carry them here on Sunday nights at 10, and we've run Daniel Deronda, and I think maybe next drive we'll have to put together a Julian Sands pack for LA.
I'd be very proud if you were so to do. And there are members of the cast who've been in. The audience will recognize their voices and their names. Matt Wolff, Darren Richardson, Roslyn Ayres. I mean, they're all terrific.
Yeah, and regulars of LA Theater Works. I always like to encourage our audiences, if they enjoy listening to these wonderful plays on air, to go down and see them recorded, because you have script in hand, but it's full out. These are remarkable all-star casts with great pieces of literature, really.
Yes, nobody in the company is thinking this is a studio recording, where everybody is full on, in character, inhabiting the roles, relating to each other in a fully fleshed out theater experience, informed by the audience's imagination, and because they will see Florence, they will see the English countryside where the scenes take place. There's a wonderful thing at the James Bridges Theatre where they can project atmosphere and images onto a back screen. So when George and Lucy are in the Piazza Signoria, there will be an image of that Florentine piazza, and that helps a lot with the color and the nuance of the experience. As I don't think anybody has ever felt that they weren't at just going to see a play, and we feel it as the actors. The audience is such a vital presence in the recording. It would not be the same if it were just in a studio.
Absolutely. And they are recorded over 3 days, Friday night, Saturday matinee and evening, and then finishing up on Sunday. And then they're beautifully edited together by Ron Lipkin over there at LA Theater Works. We just can't say enough for their team over there. You know, it's so funny. I think of A Room with a View, and I'm sure all of the vacation tickets to Italy probably went through the roof after this film was released. Everybody wanted to go to Florence.
Of Florence.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, we just recently, last October, had a 30th anniversary of the film being released in Italy. Gathering, and Jim Ivory was there, I was there, Helena was there, one or two others came in, and some of the crew, and it was an extraordinary reunion, and the warmth of the welcome of the great and the good of Florence and the people of Florence was a fantastic tribute, not just to the fact that it became a powerhouse for their local economy, but because there's such an affection for how the city is portrayed in the film. One of the great things for me was that in the film, the actor who played the carriage driver, who is asked to put his girlfriend down because he's offending the sensibilities of the Maggie Smith character, he was a real carriage driver, and which was who hired locally in Florence, and he was there, looking as dashing and handsome as ever, but it really brought back the familial aspect of the film. We felt we were just on this glorious picnic, as you will feel if you come to the James Bridges Theatre, to LA Theatre Works event next week.
Well, as we want to reiterate to our audience, get the LA Theatre Works pack of plays or the Bohemian Rhapsody DVD pack, and we'll throw on a pair of tickets to go see this. And you get your choice of either Friday night or Saturday matinee. And I wanted to mention one other thing, because I kind of gave short shrift to your introduction, because I feel like you're so well known. But, of course, we know you from so many things, Killing Fields, of course, Room with a View, Warlock, so many others. And I think you were here more recently. You had been working on the Harold Pinter. I think you were on
right.
Julio's show. And
that's true. That ended up playing over 400 shows around the world. I sort of retired the Harold Pinter show. I've now been workshopping and presenting a new one-man piece called Keats, Shelley, Ghosts, and Lovers. And I played a few universities, a couple of small theaters here in L.A., and I've been asked to take it to the Irish Rep in New York off Broadway. We're just trying to work out dates, because that's always the tricky thing. But Keats, Shelley, Ghosts, and Lovers. And in fact, next time I perform it in L.A., I'll make sure you both know. And I'd love you to see it.
Yes, absolutely. And hopefully you can come in and talk about it. And
we'll look
forward to seeing you. I thank you for taking the time, Julian. I'm going to be there on Sunday, and on March 3rd. And I hope our audiences will call 818-985-5735, 985-KPFK, get the LA Theater Works pack of plays and a pair of tickets. You can see in person the wonderful Julian Sands. We think the world of him here at KPFK, and I'm looking forward to another great production, which our audiences can hear right here on our airwaves eventually. So thank you so much, Julian.
You're so welcome. See you Sunday. And anybody who wants to stay behind for a selfie is very welcome.
Ah, there you go. There's an offer.
You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.